Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 197. This is Your Life's Work by David Kane of Raptitude.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, 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 welcome to Optimal Living Daily, the podcast where I read to you from amazing bloggers like The Minimalist, Derek Sivers, Ramit Sethi, Leo Babauta of Zen Habits, Steve Pavlina, and many more. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator, free of charge, of course. Happy Saturday if you're listening daily. I know many of you listen on a commute, so maybe it's a Monday for you, but whatever day it is, I hope you have an excellent one. Make the most of it. One thing you can do today is compliment someone. It could completely change their day from mediocre or bad to great, or from great to even better. So yeah, give that compliment and make an impact on someone's life with something small, but big at the same time. And if you want to make an impact on this show, it'd be awesome if you could tell someone else about the podcast. I know a lot of people who have never listened to podcasts, so spreading the word about the medium and this show, reading blogs to you, could be a great way to introduce someone to the wonderful world of podcasting. So maybe while you're out there complimenting someone, if you want to take it a step further and help them optimize their life, that'd be a great help for the show. And I feel like this intro is getting a little long, so let's get to this post from David Kane and start optimizing your life. This is Your Life's Work by David Kane of Raptitude.com. Picture a big steel box. Strewn about the box are some child's blocks, the kind with letters on the sides. We place a rat in the box to do as it pleases. It has enough food and water to live out a normal rat lifespan. Then we let nature take its course. Suspend any ethical reservations you have about putting a rat in a box like that. Assume it is perfectly happy with this scenario and even signed a release form. The rat will live its whole life in that box, eating, exploring, poking at the blocks, maybe knocking some of them over and pushing them around. Eventually, it will die of old age. Its corpse withers away or is removed by the night janitor. Once the rat is dead and gone, we again have an empty box with blocks in it, same as the start. It's almost as if the rat's life never happened, except there is one difference between the start of the experiment and the end. Some of the blocks inside will now be in a different place. The force that moved them was life itself. This new arrangement of the blocks, however random, pointless, meaningful, or beautiful it ends up being, is the net effect of this rat's life. The new landscape it left is the lasting impact it had on its world. It is evidence that says Ratty was here. If it had been a particularly complacent rat, it may not have moved the blocks at all. It may have just eaten up its food, daydreamed, and lazed around until it died. Upon its death, the state of the box might have been indistinguishable from the one it was placed in. A new rat could get dropped in and never have a clue that this box contains the entire result of another rat's life. Your life, though probably a little more colorful and interesting, is essentially the same. Your box is the planet Earth, and the blocks are the contents of the planet. Physical contents, such as landscapes, objects, people and animals, and abstract contents, such as philosophies, fashions, trends, and cultures. You've been unleashed to do your thing on this planet. You will live for a time and interact with this box and its contents, then you'll be gone, leaving essentially the same scenario, a box with stuff in it. The net result is the sum of the changes you've made to the contents of that box. When you die, all of your responsibilities and plans, the day-to-day stuff that seems so real and vital now, will evaporate in a flash, and its residue will be worked out by the people and processes that survive you. Your inbox will not be empty, but anything you've pushed around in your life will remain pushed. If you've ever lost someone close to you, you may have noticed this phenomenon. In the weeks that follow a loved one's death, you tend to notice evidence of that person's life even though it is over. Notes in their handwriting remain on the bulletin board. Objects they bought and used sit in the last place they put them. Their clothes hang in the closet, duly worn. My father died a year and a half ago, and immediately I noticed his life was everywhere. He was an accomplished handyman, and my mother's house is still full of relics testifying to his time on Earth. We relax on the deck he built. We sit and visit in rooms he painted. His weekend and summer projects continue to make our lives easier and more beautiful. Aside from the physical blocks he pushed around during his life, I noticed the intangible ones too. He was a science teacher and taught me about the natural world whenever he could. My interest in science and life on Earth is in large part actually his work, set in motion by his words during his life, and I'm only one of his thousands of students. What are you leaving in your wake? I had a wonderful day, thanks in no small part to hearing George Harrison's Here Comes the Sun on the radio while I ate breakfast. I walked into town relishing the sunshine and enjoyed every minute of today. George moved his last block in 2001. Throughout life, you will move blocks around, and once you die, your last contributions have been made. Why did you move the blocks you did? Were they meaningful to you? If you lived life as a carpenter, having left hundreds or thousands of houses in your wake, did you do it just to get paid and buy a bigger TV? Or does your legacy of bungalows mean something to you? Do you spend your energy heaving around blocks that don't matter to you? Are you just doing what you feel like you'd better do in the moment, or is there a discernible purpose behind it? Is your life a project, or is it more of an endless laundry list? Will those who follow you be thankful, resentful, or indifferent towards your life's work? Do you care? You may not. There's another school of thought here. Some might argue that all they want to do is make this block-moving period, maybe 70 or 80 years if one is lucky, as fulfilling as possible, and it doesn't matter what they leave in their wake. If that sounds like you, fair enough, but perhaps the block-pushing part is most fulfilling for those who care where they all end up. Don't forget, no matter what you've been up to, you've been doing your life's work. You just listened to the post titled, This Is Your Life's Work by David Kane of Raptitude.com. I really enjoy David's work. It's a bit different than what we're used to hearing, but inspiring and motivating or thought-provoking. And he does a lot of experiments in a wide range of areas like sleep, meditation, diet, habits, and more. So make sure to check out his site, raptitude.com, and show him some love there. And like I mentioned earlier, show some love to someone else today. One really easy way is to give a genuine compliment to someone. Such a small thing can really change a person's entire day. I know it has for me when I get nice emails from you. And if you could share this podcast with someone else and show them how to subscribe, that'd be a huge help to keep this show going. I hope you're having a great weekend, or if you're listening later, then a great week. I'm going to be back with Silver Sunday tomorrow, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.